Easter, Week 2, Wednesday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. At the Lamb's high feast we sing praise to our victorious King, who hath washed us in the tide flowing from his pierced side. Praise we him whose love divine gives the guests his blood for wine, gives his body for the feast, love the victim, love the priest. Where the paschal blood is poured, death's dark angel sheathes his sword. Israel's hosts triumphant go through the wave that drowns the foe. Christ the Lamb whose blood was shed, paschal victim, paschal bread, with sincerity and love eat we manna from above. Mighty victim from the sky, powers of hell beneath thee lie, death is conquered in the fight, thou hast brought us life and light. Now thy banner thou dost wave, vanquished Satan and the grave. Angels join his praise to tell, see o'erthrown the prince of hell. Paschal triumph, paschal joy, only sin can this destroy. From the death of sin set free, souls reborn, dear Lord, in thee. Hymns of glory, songs of praise, Father, unto thee we raise. Risen Lord, all praise to thee, ever with the Spirit be. Do not let your hearts be troubled, only have faith in me. Alleluia. Psalm 61. In God alone is my soul at rest, my help comes from him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress, I stand firm. How long will you all attack one man to break him down, as though he were a tottering wall or a tumbling fence? Their plan is only to destroy. They take pleasure in lies. With their mouth they utter blessing, but in their heart they curse. In God alone be at rest, my soul, for my hope comes from him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress, I stand firm. In God is my safety and glory, the rock of my strength. Take refuge in God, all you people, trust him at all times. Pour out your hearts before him, for God is our refuge. Common folk are only a breath, great men an illusion. Placed in the scales they rise, they weigh less than a breath. Do not put your trust in oppression, nor vain hopes on plunder. Do not set your hearts on riches, even when they increase. For God has said only one thing, only two do I know, that to God alone belongs power, and to you, Lord, love, and that you repay each man according to his deeds. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do not let your hearts be troubled, only have faith in me. Alleluia. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let them rejoice in your saving help. Alleluia. Psalm 66. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let them rejoice in your saving help. Alleluia. His majesty covers the heavens, the earth is filled with his praise. Alleluia. A Canticle from Colossians 1. Let us give thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. His majesty covers the heavens, the earth is filled with his praise. Alleluia. A reading from Hebrews chapter 7. Jesus, because he remains forever, can never lose his priesthood. It follows then that his power to save is utterly certain, since he is living forever to intercede for all who come to God through him. To suit us, the ideal high priest would have to be holy, innocent, and uncontaminated beyond the influence of sinners and raised up above the heavens, one who would not need to offer sacrifices every day as the other high priests do for their own sins and then for those of the people, because he has done this once and for all by offering himself. Responsory: the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The man who lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be plainly seen that what he does is done in God. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The man who lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be plainly seen that what he does is done in God. Alleluia. Intercessions. In Christ, who was raised from the dead, the Father has opened for us the way to eternal life. Let us pray to him, save your people through the victory of Christ. God of our fathers, in the resurrection you glorified your Son. Grant us true repentance, that we may walk in the newness of life. Save your people through the victory of Christ. You have brought us to Christ, the shepherd and guardian of our souls. Keep us faithful to him under the guidance of our pastors. Save your people through the victory of Christ. From the Jewish people you chose Christ's first disciples. Show the children of Israel that your promises are fulfilled. Save your people through the victory of Christ. Remember the orphans, the widows, and the homeless of our world. Your Son has reconciled all people with God. Do not abandon them now. Save your people through the victory of Christ. You called Stephen to yourself as he bore witness to Jesus. Welcome the faithful departed who have loved and desired you. Save your people through the victory of Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Year by year, Lord, we recall the mystery of Easter, the mystery which restored mankind to its lost dignity and brought the hope of resurrection. Grant that we may possess eternally in love what we now worship in faith. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.